Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If you like blues, you don't have to wait too long around here. We're going to have blues up pretty often on this show. That's Robert Cray, my favorite blues man. I love his guitar picking. He plays some mean blues guitar. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're spinning a few platters and talking about small business here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Did I say that? I'll say it again, and please check it out. Use it to your advantage. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business, and you can read, listen, or watch to whatever we have there, and it'll help you get smarter, because most of it comes from the minds of our Brain Trust members, like our good friend Dr. Bill Connerly, the author of Bizonomics, and he's an economist. He helps companies like yours and mine and larger put their best foot forward in the marketplace. Bill, thank you again for hanging out with us. We were talking about the economy in the last segment. You gave us the down and dirty and the bad and the ugly, but you say there's some good out there. So tell us about that.
Yeah, one of the things that I track is the monthly estimate from the government on earnings of small business, and you know, unincorporated business, and it was in a malaise for a couple of years, and in the last few months, it's starting to move up very nicely, and over the last 12 months, we have over 6% gain and we had been talking about big corporations versus small business. And big business corporate earnings were growing at a fast pace, hitting record levels when small business earnings were kind of flat, moribund.
Right.
Now the small business earnings are coming back up, and I think that's a real positive sign.
Bill, I predicted this 3 years ago.
Oh, why didn't you tell me?
Well, I'm sorry, I thought I did. Let me tell you how I predicted it and see if it made sense to you. 3 years ago, actually closer to 4 years ago, when people started saying, oh, just wait till the startups get coming back, you know, then the economy will really pick up. And I said then, I said, guys, I said it on the show, and I wrote about it. I said, startups are not going to come back in this recession, in this recovery. They're not going to be coming back. And then I transferred that to the next level, and I said, therefore, because startups basically disrupt the price structure when they come into the marketplace, because they need to get a foothold, right? So they disrupt the price structure. But since there won't be any startups to speak of in this recovery, the companies that survive won't have that price structure disruption, and they'll be able to be more profitable in time as the economy picks up. That's what I said 3 to 4 years ago.
Okay, I need to pay more attention.
Does that make sense?
It does.
And the reason I said that, Bill, was because startups get their capital from two places, their own credit and their own equity. Mm-hmm. And most of that equity comes from homes, and most of that credit comes from credit cards. And both of those things went away in this last recession.
Yeah.
Home equity and credit card balances, or credit levels, I should say. So go ahead, what's next?
Yeah, that was the good news that I wanted to highlight. I think the economy is slowly improving. You know, housing is definitely coming back, and there are a lot of small businesses involved in the housing cycle. But it's the small business profits that give me the most hope.
That's very exciting. And that also means that small businesses have a little pricing power.
Yeah, they do. You know, as I've talked to small business people, one of the things that they note is that they have a dwindling number of suppliers. So I was talking to some wholesale distributors, and they say, well, gee, the manufacturers we buy from have consolidated. Mm-hmm. We used to have six choices for plastic bags. Now we have two.
Right.
And that is, for a while, was hurting small business profits while helping the big corporate earnings.
Right. Exactly. But at the same time, somebody's going to find a way to sell them plastic bags online without a middleman.
Exactly.
And probably a small business owner will do that.
It's the creative destruction that our old friend Joseph Schumpeter wrote about.
Right. So, all right, what else? What's next?
Well, you know, what I think is really interesting is I've been doing a series of seminars around the country. Well, in the Bahamas and in Portland and
The Bahamas. You had to drop that name, didn't you?
Wherever the customer.
We got a great station down there, by the way, in Bahamas. They're listening to you right now.
Good. They're great people down there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was motivated to start working with people on the assumption: how do you plan if you don't trust the economists? And, you know, it's not that people are looking at me and saying, Connerly, you're worse than normal. But I went back and I looked at the forecasting track record of the economics profession, and I've got to confess, we're not very good at forecasting recession.
Mm-hmm.
And
your profession sure didn't see the last one, did they?
No, and actually, we didn't see the last one. We did not see the 2001 recession. We did not see the 1990 recession, the 82
What's
recession.
That all about?
Yeah, well, you know,
You know what Reagan said. You know how Reagan described economists, don't you?
Yeah,
he said that an economist looks at something happening in reality and wonders if it would work in theory.
Right.
but you're different, Bill. We trust you. We believe you.
Well, I've got a sense of humor for one
thing. That's true. So what else?
But I started wondering, gee, what should a business owner do? If he or she does not trust the economist, but still has to make plans, you got to figure out, is the market for my goods and services going to get better? Are customers going to walk through the door? So I started doing this seminar on business planning in an uncertain economy, and I imagine it's baseball season.
Well, hold on to that thought, because I'm going to let you tell us exactly what that means. And no offense, Bill, but when I tell my customers, if they want to think about what's going to happen in the future, don't ask an economist, ask your customers. Till right back after these messages with our good friend, our economist, Dr. Bill Connerly. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.